Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasodhi. Triathletes participating in one of the most difficult one-day sporting events in the world need unbelievable fitness levels and good coaching. Understanding both those aspects inside out is Kevin Sia, Ironman competitor and online triathlon coach. And this is the Ironman 2014 in Langkawi was Kevin's eighth, triathlon. Welcome, Ironman. Welcome to the show. How are you today, Kevin?
Good, thanks, Meera.
I'm trying my level best not to call you Karen. Of course, sibling to Karen Sia, Kevin is, of course, in that same, pretty much the same line as well. Kevin, you want to tell me what drew you to want to be a part of the Ironman Challenge?
Well, I started off as a competitive swimmer in my teens, and I started getting introduced to triathlon as a relay swimmer. Mm-hmm. And that's when it piqued my interest. So I did a bit of running. The swimming training helped with the endurance for running. And then I borrowed someone's bike, did a bit of cycling. And I said, okay, let's do a triathlon. So I did my first sprint triathlon more than 13 years ago. I got hooked immediately, started progressing myself to longer distances. They say in the triathlon world, all roads lead to Ironman. So I got a bit more serious and did my first Ironman triathlon in Langkawi in 2009. So, and yeah, that's when I got really addicted and I just did more and more.
What is it that gets you addicted? I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, you have to swim, you have to run, you have to cycle.
Yes.
Very punishing in my mind. But what is it that keeps you wanting to go back?
I think it's fair point that you said it's very difficult, and it is because it is difficult which makes it a lot more addictive. I totally enjoy the challenge of like putting in the effort to train months out before the event and just reaping the rewards and putting your body to the test on that single one day itself. You have to do it in order to know what it feels like.
So that's what motivates you.
That's right, yeah.
And in the end, as you said, it's the journey. It's the
That's right.
Ironman is the ultimate triathlete's challenge,
yes,
I suppose. And what do you enjoy about the Ironman race? This is your eighth time that you're participating in the event.
Yes, that's right.
But what is it? And it is no... Ironman is like... not your ordinary triathlon. Ironman is crazy. You want to give me the details? How many kilometers do you cover for each event?
Sure. So an Ironman triathlon consists first with a 3.8 kilometers of swimming, mm-hmm. Followed by 180 kilometers of cycling. And then just to make it interesting, finishing it off with a full marathon at the end, 42.2 kilometers of running.
Wow. And how do you train for it?
So... and a triathlon event like that requires you to obviously balance out the three disciplines of swimming, cycling, and running. Most everyday triathletes who have full time jobs, they try to do at least a minimum of two sessions of each discipline. So two sessions of swimming, and so on, two sessions of cycling
every day,
every week,
every week. Okay,
And when the distances get longer, so you have to put in the number of hours. So I have a full-time job as well, so I balance my training with my full-time job as well as family. So I put in the months leading up to the event, 15 to 20 hours of training.
A week?
Yes, a week, yeah.
Of either one of the disciplines.
Yeah, in total, yes.
But I'm sure, Kevin, one of them is your strongest at one.
Yes.
Are you saying that most people can do all of it really well? Can you cycle, swim and run all of it and ace it all? Or do you excel in one particular event?
Like everybody has their own strengths mm-hmm. and weaknesses. That's the beauty of triathlon. Even at the highest of level, at professional athletes level, they have their own strengths and weaknesses, and they tend to balance it all out and to see how they compete against others. So you have to obviously you train your weaknesses to ensure that it's no longer your limiter, but at the same time, you have to maintain your strengths as well, so that in order on the race day, you'll be able to use it to your advantage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you strategize? There's got to be a strategy,
right? Yeah, that's right. So the cycling has always been the weakest link of mine. So when if I'm competing against others, so I have to know that because of my background of swimming, so obviously I'll be...
That's your strength.
Yeah, when I come out of the water, hopefully I'll be a bit more ahead in the when I start the bike, and then just try to hang on when I start the cycling, and hopefully not lose too much of time to the other competitors. My running has improved quite a bit since I started triathlon, and that's why I enjoy the Ironman as well, because I personally enjoy the longer distance running when everyone, most athletes are more fatigued after the long cycling distance. So that's when, use it to my advantage.
How would you describe the race?
Very long day.
It's all in a day. What time do you start?
So depending on different places, the one on the weekend in Langkawi started at 7:30, and all athletes have up to 17 hours cutoff in order to meet a cutoff to be able to qualify to say that you're an Ironman athlete. Mm-hmm. Professionals, the overall winners of the event usually come in 8 to 9 hours. Majority of people will come in 12 hours or so onwards and up to 17 hours.
What's your average?
So I've done 7 now. My best time is 10 hours and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've done a few around the 10-hour mark, between 10, 15 to 10 and a half hours. My first two ones, 11 and a half hours or so.
Okay. Yeah. And, just you have an interesting story to tell on your 8th attempt.
Yes, that's right.
Tell me your experience over the weekend.
Sure. So if you caught what I was saying, I've done 7. So I've started 8. Unfortunately, the Ironman Langkawi on the weekend, I wasn't able to finish. I started the race feeling not 100%, but you not 100% always. So I went on. I did the first part of the bike, and I was just assessing how I felt. I didn't feel like I could be racing at a very high level. Mm-hmm. So I did the first part of the bike, went on for another hour. Then I said, if I were to slog on, this would be a very long day. So I made the tough call, considering all the months of training that I put in. But I decided to pull out of the event.
That must have been very difficult.
Yes. Yeah, so just considering all the months of training. And not just for myself, because... my wife had to put up with my hours of training and me feeling tired most of the time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I just at the back of my mind, I've got this interview coming on this this Tuesday. So.
So. No, we were one of the pressures, as to why you made that decision. But is it all about finishing the race? I mean, because you pulled out, obviously, because you didn't feel you would be doing your best.
Yeah.
But isn't it all about finishing it anyway?
Yeah,
you would have finished it. I know you would have.
Yeah, actually, it's still quite uncertain because that's why I have a lot of respect for a lot of athletes who come in towards the later hours of the day. I myself, I've been pretty lucky that I've done a few of these races and I'm able to push myself to come in within 10 hours, but. Just looking at the athletes finishing in the later hours of the day, just spending lots of time on the course and just slogging through the day, I'm not sure whether I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back and find out more about the psychology, because in my mind, it has everything to do with your mind.
That's right.
The whole Ironman race. If your brain says you can go, you can go. If your brain says, no, you're not going today, you're probably not.
Yeah.
So how much of it is endurance? How much of it is mental? We'll come back and find out more up next. If you have a question for Kevin, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet VFM Radio. Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivasuthi. Kevin's here, Ironman competitor and online triathlon coach, discussing the Ironman 2014, which just concluded in Langkawi over the weekend. Kevin has taken part in 7 Ironman events. Langkawi was his 8th and the first time Kevin didn't actually complete the whole race. How much of it is a test of mind versus your body?
There's a lot, actually. Ironman champions used to say that Ironman is 20% physical, 80% mental. You have to sometimes get your mind to, they call it mind over matter. So your mind to push your body past your limits. If you have your mind setting limits to say, oh, I can only do so much, your body will follow accordingly.
Okay, and you know, you can train as much as you want physically, but how do you train your mind?
That's right. Yeah, so a lot of professional athletes and even just applying to like amateur athletes like ourselves, they have visualization, you know, so you visualize yourself having a good day, and if you don't, you have a plan B, so just a plan B, or even if plan B doesn't work, and go on to plan C or D, and just what do you call having your mind to override any discomfort or pain that you feel during the race, and to just, you know, you want this, you want to finish this. And yeah, push yourself through.
Almost feels like a higher level of consciousness,
yes,
really,
that's right.
Before you even start. And do you feel that was lacking in Langkawi?
Yes, I think I sort of will myself to not finish. I had sort of like many things went through my mind, and I think on that day I just wasn't able to override the negative thoughts in my mind.
How much teamwork is involved in an Ironman race? Or are you pretty much alone?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned teamwork, because Ironman is an, triathlon is an individual sport. But having said that, having your teammates or your training partners training with you in the months leading up to the Ironman, just having their support, it's like a support network. And on that day itself, and that's why I enjoy racing on home soil so much, because, you know, the support from your peers, not just those competing. We have also friends and family who travel to Langkawi just to watch the race, spend hours under the sun, supporting us, yeah.
And this isn't the case, I suppose, because you're not terribly familiar. Where else have you gone around the world to participate in the Ironman Challenge?
So I've been really fortunate. I've been given the opportunity to, I had the opportunity with my work that was based in Australia. So I've done a few races in Australia. These two couple of years, I've worked in Canada, so I did a race, I did an Ironman race in Canada as well.
Okay, it's Ironman is pretty much the brainchild of Australians, am I correct?
Actually, the history of Ironman goes back when to the 1980s. It was, believe it or not, a challenge over in the pub, over casual athletes, a swimmer, a cyclist and a runner, and just saying who are the fittest athletes out there. So they had it, and that's where they made a bet, and then they organized a race in Hawaii, which is now the Ironman World Championships, where I would say majority of triathletes competing in Ironman aspire to qualify one day to participate in the World Championships in Hawaii.
Alcohol does that to you.
Yes.
So how do I know if I'm cut out to, you know, be a part of the Ironman race?
Well, like I always tell when people come and talk to me and say, oh, you do an Ironman, I could never do that. I always say that anyone can do an Ironman, but you have to obviously train for it. So I would say someone with preferably at least a year of triathlon experience. So starting from a shorter distance, maybe a sprint distance, and then progressing himself or herself through the standard Olympic distance to the half Ironman and then to the full Ironman.
It doesn't come for the week. What about the weekend warrior, like some of us, who just go to the gym over the weekend and do some kind of fitness training then? Would the Ironman be cut out for us?
Yes, I believe so.
But dabble with the triathlon.
Yes,
first.
Yeah, and I say you can do it, but first put in the hours of training. So you don't wake up and say, "Oh, I'm going to do an Ironman tomorrow."
Correct.
Yeah. So
even next year is a far-fetched idea, if you ask me. You really need to get going. If it's where is it being held? It's going to be an annual event in Malaysia.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, because we had it before and then we stopped it, and it's back again this year.
That's right.
For after a long period.
Yes. So the last it was first, if I'm not mistaken, the first one was held in Malaysia in year 2001. Mm-hmm. It ended in 2010, so we had a couple of years of a break, and then it's back again in 2014. So this is going to be continuing in next year or so.
Okay. We have a question from Chin. Chin is asking, what precautions do you take during training and during the event to avoid injuries?
Well, in training, you have to, as I said, listen. First of all, you need to listen to your body. Having a proper training program helps so that you can schedule in your workouts accordingly. With my athletes, I also try not to schedule in a hard workout followed by another hard workout back to back. Of the three disciplines, running is the highest impact of all and has the highest risk of injury. On race day, first of all, hopefully you are at the start line injury free. Mm-hmm. That's always a bonus. Always take precautions. The bike course can be challenging and can be quite technical. So if you're there to complete the Ironman, I would suggest to be more conservative on the more tight corners, and to prevent yourself from crashing on the bike.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
you seem to be talking more about the cycling because that's your. Yes. You're weakest at the cycling.
Yes, that's right.
Whereas for someone who's good at the cycling would probably give you different advice about swimming and
that's
running, right?
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting, really. But that's tips. What goes through your mind even when your body aches so terribly during the race?
Yeah, so...
And how do you overcome that?
Having a... the Ironman is a long day, so it is expected that each and every athlete, even the professionals, would go through highs and lows during the day. You would have bad patches, you have good patches. Just to have to bear in mind that bad patches will pass. So just focus on the moment and not think of, I'm aching all over. How am I going to, complete another 100Ks of the bike? How am I going to run another 42Ks after that? So just focus on the task at hand. If you are feeling that you need more nutrition, get in more nutrition. If you need to stretch, stop and stretch. And then bad moments will pass and you'll feel good again about yourself.
Do you think your mindset would have been different on... I'm just being the psychologist here.
Sure.
Over the weekend, if cycling wasn't the first event? Because your strength is swimming.
That's
if,
right.
If swimming was the first event, would it have made a difference?
Well, swimming was the first.
Swimming was the first.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. But cycling came right after. And in proportion, the swimming was only a short proportion of time. And cycling is the longest duration of all. It might have been different if we started off with the run, and if I was slightly ahead from my competitors, I might have felt different.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to go off, and where's the next Ironman race for you?
So part of the some of the thoughts that were on my mind before I pulled out was because I have another Ironman race signed up in Australia in early May.
Right.
Yes. So I said that you know, if I I was going to save not just my physical energy but my mental energy for that race, and which made me decide to pull out.
You also coach other Malaysian athletes for triathlon events. How is coaching different from running the race itself?
Very different but similar at the same time. I've done triathlons for a while now, and Malaysia was where it all started for me. So I decided that this is something that I want to give back to the Malaysian triathlon community. Just coaching people with different backgrounds and different lifestyle backgrounds, different sporting backgrounds, it's very different. You have to put yourself in their shoes. And just after I pull out from the race and just staying back to watch them finish, it's such a rewarding experience that I've not experienced before when I crossed the finish line myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you have been so involved in it.
That's right.
What did you take away from that experience?
That sometimes this sport is just larger than your personal achievement, and just seeing my athletes just crossing the finish line. Some did really well. Some did not as well as they expected, but as we mentioned about going through tough times during the race and still toughing it out, pulling it through strongly, and I consider that a success, and I think they themselves consider that as a success as well.
How has that mental resilience that, you know, you have built up over the years, how has that affected or had an impact on the rest of your life? In life in general?
Sure. I've read some books where they said the tough training is like putting deposit into a bank, which you can withdraw not just on your race day, but also apply it on everyday life as well. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if I'm faced with a tough situation at work or just in like dealing with people, and then, you know, I can always draw back to the sense that, you know, I've done this hard work, I can do this work, so I can also get through this at work.
Mm-hmm. So it has helped?
Yes.
Okay. Just to go back to your coaching, how do you play up each of your trainees' individual strengths? Because as you said, everybody probably excel in
yes,
one particular
that's right.
event.
And each of my individual athletes, they have different goals as well. Mm-hmm. So we are not exactly like plotting their heads against each other and competing against each other. At the end of the day, they are doing the Ironman for their own individual target.
So it's your own challenge to yourself.
Yes. So yeah, their own challenge, and my job as a coach is to be able to help them to achieve their own personal goal and that personal satisfaction.
Eight of your trainees ran in the Langkawi Marathon.
That's right.
In the Langkawi Ironman. How did they do?
Well, they did really well. We had a few first-time Ironman triathletes, so that was their first Ironman. I think if you compare them to a few months ago, I don't think they will believe that they actually achieve that Ironman finish. And the transformation, both physically and mentally, that they have gone through through the months, is simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 180 degrees
wow.
difference.
Sounds quite interesting, honestly. It's a very holistic approach to this race. Chin has another question. Any special nutrition or dieting menus during training?
With nutrition, and this is the same advice I give to my athletes as well, each individual is different. You have to test it for yourself to see what works. A lot of these races, they give up like the energy gels. Some people, they can wall up 24 gels in the whole day and then still feel all right. Some people feel a bit nauseous just having two gels. So you have to test it out in training to see what what works, what types of food work, what different brands of all these products work for you. In the Ironman race, they have what they call a special needs bag where you can pack your own food,
mm-hmm.
Which you can use during the race. So also, yeah, practice that in training and see what works and what doesn't.
Kevin, I've not been to witness or watch an Ironman event, but could you just tell me what really happens? I mean, you start, as you said, swimming.
Yes.
And then when you finish, I mean, as you said, you're allowed to eat and drink and whatever. Yeah. What happens? I mean, I'm trying to visualize
sure.
what goes on during the day.
Sure. So the swim starts in open water. For this particular case, it happened just outside the tourist jetty in Kua Town in Langkawi.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one lap swim. Well, you can't obviously eat in the water. So immediately after you come up from the water, you can have drinks. There's a station provided. They provide drinks, 100 plus or mineral water, and then you start the bike. So some athletes, they like to change into more comfortable gear, mm-hmm. their cycling gear when they start the bike. And during the bike course, there are eight stations or food and drink stations every 15 to 20 kilometers. So you can grab drinks, 100 plus from these stations. And then at the...
How do you eat? I mean, do you stop and eat or...?
You can actually cycle while eating. Mm-hmm. So you have to...
It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art or it's a skill which... hopefully, Ironman athletes would have that sort of skill after many hours of cycling.
Yeah.
So you can handle your bike with one hand and the other hand just eating your food. The apparel that you wear as well, some of them have back pockets, so you can if you're not going to finish your whole sandwich or whatever it is you're eating, you can put the other half into your back pockets.
Okay. And then when you go on to the running?
And when you go on to the running, so same thing, they provide stations which are situated about 2 kilometers apart.
Okay. Similar thing.
Yes.
And it can take, you're given 17 hours to finish.
That's right.
That's a long time.
Yes, that's a long day.
Even 12 hours is a long day.
Yeah.
6 hours is a long day. But, you know, what are you going to go on to do after this, besides the Australia Ironman next year in May?
Well, the intention is to come back to do Ironman Langkawi again next year. I mean, it's to...
That's a bit ambitious. You're going to do two? One in May and one in Langkawi?
Yes, so... next year, the Ironman Langkawi has been pushed back a bit to November.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a few months apart. There's two Ironmans in 1 year. It is ambitious. I wouldn't say it's not.
Have you done it before?
Yes, I have. It can be done. It just requires proper training and proper recovery immediately after your first the first one during the year.
We wish you all the best,
Kevin. Thank you very much.
It's been enlightening indeed. I'm just listening from you and, you know... Well, it's just bad luck that, you know, you didn't finish, but you made that decision for very good reasons. So all the best.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in to do the show with us. Kevin Sia, and we apologize for the pressure that
Not at all, not at all.
Kevin Sia, Ironman competitor and online triathlon coach on Ironman 2014 on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.